Family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 34 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is kicking off 2024 with discounts and in-stock inventory. We've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. 20 Silverado half-tons are available to drive and buy with savings up to $6,600, including dealer discounts and Chevy incentives with a qualified trade-in or interest rates for well-qualified buyers as low as 1.9%. Or we have 19 Silverado heavy duties available too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock too. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com for details and see over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. See our GM Certified Service Department for maintenance, repairs, or snow tires. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We need to update our broken immigration laws. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is telling Congress. But Republican lawmakers think he is the problem.
Lawmakers debated until just after 1 a.m. this morning before members of the Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to recommend two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans argue Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the border being secure and refused to enforce immigration laws. Committee Chairman Mark Green of Tennessee.
We cannot allow this man to remain in office any longer.
Border security has become a top 2024 election issue. Representative Eric Swalwell was one of the Democrats arguing that the vote was motivated by politics.
One man's petty grievances.
The charge against a cabinet official is rare, something not seen in nearly 150 years. Mayorkas did not testify on his own behalf, but wrote a pointed letter saying, "We need a legislative solution and only Congress can provide it." Jennifer King, Washington.
Iran is vowing a strong response if the U.S. attacks after President Biden linked Tehran to the drone killings of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden says he has decided on a response to the weekend drone strike in Jordan that killed three Americans. In a word,
yes.
But the president gave no details on what the response will be, nor if this one may prevent more Iranian-backed militia attacks on U.S. forces, since past ones did not.
This morning, Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll from Israel's war with Hamas is now almost 27,000. FBI Director Christopher Wray will warn Congress today that Chinese government hackers are targeting critical infrastructure inside the U.S. They want to wreak havoc, he says. This is AP News. Wait till you hear about the snow.
Even by Alaska standards, there's a lot of snow this winter. A new storm has dropped nearly 17 more inches of snow on Anchorage, bringing the seasonal total past 100 inches. It's the earliest Alaska's largest city has reached that mark. Ian Beckett says the snow makes his job as a tourism bus driver just a tad bit difficult.
Especially for somebody like me that's got to drive in it every single day for a living. So it's, you know, I got to give Anchorage credit. They're doing pretty good on the roads considering last year how bad it was, but they're stepping their game up and it's actually getting pretty easy.
So much snow has fallen that roofs on commercial buildings are collapsing around Anchorage, and officials are urging residents to break out their shovels to avoid a similar fate at home. Anchorage is already in the record books with this year's snowfall at 8th snowiest, with a lot of time left in the season. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Few things are more important than family. You can count on your family to be there for you. Just like you can count on the Richland Family Prescription Center to be there for you. Anyone can give you a bottle of pills. The Richland Family Prescription Center gives you a whole lot more. Your health and your understanding of medications is a priority for the Prescription Center. The staff makes sure you and your family are getting the right medications. They're happy to help you and answer questions about prescription drugs, including possible side effects or interactions among various drugs. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. Choosing a pharmacy is a very important decision. When you call or stop in, you always get a person who understands and cares. The Prescription Center would be honored to be your pharmacy. Ogden Nash said, "A family is a unit composed not only of children, but of men, women, an occasional animal, and the common cold." Trust your family to the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center today at 11:30. Today's auction includes a small milking dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
Today, a high of 46, southwest winds at 7 to 14 miles per hour, scattered clouds tonight and 32, Thursday areas of fog and low clouds early, then partly sunny and still mild, a high of 45. Thursday night, a few clouds and frosty, a low of 27. Friday, partly sunny and a bit cooler and a high of 40. Saturday, 46 with sunshine. Southwest winds are at 5 miles per hour currently. After an earlier reading today of 37, we are at our overnight low. It is 34 degrees. Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE FM 107.7, and AM 1450. It's a Wednesday morning, the last day of January. It's time to smile a little bit, maybe.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my pillow. That's right. Completely unaware. Nothing can compare to where you sent me. Lets me know that it's okay. Okay, in the moments when my good times start to fade, you make me smile like the sun, fall out of bed, sing like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record, crazy on a Sunday night. You make me dance like a fool, forget how to breathe, shine like gold, buzz like a bee, just the thought of you. Drive me wild. just like that. You steal away the rain and just like that.
Uncle Cracker on WRCO Radio. Make a little smile today and goes a long way. That's right. A lot of times people, though, will accuse me like, oh, okay, he's smiling. What's he up to? Well, you know, never know, I guess. Anyway, this song has spent 6 weeks at number one on the country survey. This is Nate Smith.
black Ray-Bans, your bare feet covered in sand, white jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere sunny.
Joe Nichols, Sunny and 75. You can kind of close your eyes and imagine that. Right now, cloudy and 35 at the WRCO studios.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Did you know that nearly everyone will have an HPV infection in their lifetime? Half of all HPV diagnoses are high-risk strains, which can contribute to diseases such as cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is. Long time no see.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
When we spend almost all day together, there's issues.
All day and all night. Yeah.
Speaking of all day, buddy, you know what Saturday is?
Wrestling.
It's wrestling.
There you go.
It's wrestling.
All day long.
All day.
With Hank Bray.
Are you okay? Or?
I'm going to have to be, I guess.
I'm bringing cheese sticks, buddy.
Really? Well, yeah. That'll be better. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Cheese sticks and I don't know what in celery. Hey, how's that?
Well, you know, we usually don't have time when you're covering wrestling. You know, even if you take food, when you do have a break to eat, it's like, oh, they're sending it back for Middle Point. Okay. I wanted to eat.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Bill's taking a 45-minute break. What?
He's got our cheese balls.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
It is. Especially a local young man or lady that we want to definitely get on the air. So.
Yeah. And then we'll see our old friend Gary Gilbertson, who usually brings candy.
Yes,
and
it's sugar free.
I don't want to slam him, but sometimes I'm wondering if it was about from four or five wrestling tournaments ago. You know, hard to get the paper off, Gary.
Hey, can you suck on this for a minute, Gary, please? So anyway, good ball game last night.
Yes, it was. Yep. I was worried that you weren't going to make it.
I was pushing for time yesterday.
You're running late. And I told Todd McKay, who was the meat manager last night at Riverdale, I said, go out and sweep the floor three or four times delay between JV and varsity.
Yeah, give old Hank some time.
Give old Hank some time to get back.
I did two basketball games in basketball. And oddly enough, it was Riverdale 7th and 8th grade at basketball.
Was it? So,
yeah, it was. And there were some good games there.
Games went long?
Yeah, they went really long. So,
and we had a good one last night on there.
Oh, my goodness, we had a good ball game. Yeah. I mean, it didn't look very good at first, and then Riverdale started playing. And
24 points down, and they came back to lead in the second
half.
Isn't
that crazy? That young lady from River Valley.
Alexis DeVinny.
Oh, my goodness.
7 threes last night, including the one that was kind of the dagger there at the end.
Did you say, and there's your dagger?
Michael Hernan did.
Did he?
Yep.
Was that the Duncan play of the game?
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but I tell you what, that kid's got ice in her veins. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was unconscious from 3-point land last night.
Yeah, you bet. Nice.
But give a lot of credit to Riverdale. I tell you what, they never stopped.
They were taking it to the hoop in the end there. Yeah.
So a lot of fouls, but you have to call them.
Yeah. So, yep. You got me home past my bedtime again.
A lot of dead balls, though. I mean, yeah. Have you noticed that? There was a lot of dead balls.
When the clock's not running.
When the clock's not running. And
sometimes, you know, in basketball and you have a game like that, too, I wish that it was kind of like bowling where you have the bumpers that you put up. You know, it's like, oh, ball isn't out of bounds. It stays in bounds, you know.
Or the girls are out of bounds. Yeah. You just stay in there.
You got to stay in there. The clock would run more.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. Did you see me doing this?
Yeah. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Yes. So. It was late for me too, buddy.
Yeah.
I just yawned. It was late for me. So, but it was a good ball game. Mm-hmm. It was well worth the time. So
I'll get some quality time at home with Squirt tonight.
Yeah, you know, Squirt misses you.
Yeah, I think he does.
I walked in last night and they go, oh, who are you, Dad?
Right.
It's like, come on, guys. No, they didn't care.
Were they mad?
No. They wanted a treat. I said you have to go outside first to get a treat.
Now, do they ever do naughty things when they're mad at you or upset? Because sometimes dogs do that. Squirt does that.
So I make my bed every morning, and I know that's stupid, but I really do make my bed every morning.
It's a military thing, probably, right?
It is, but it's also one of those things. If you haven't accomplished anything in the day, you've already made your bed.
Oh,
so that's an accomplishment if you look at it that way.
I hope June's not listening to this from.
But no, it's one of those things. It's a mindset that my mother instilled in me. You make your bed every day. That way, you've always completed a task. So, and I still do, but I will get in the shower and let them in there because the doors are closed during the day. I mean, they can't
let them in the shower.
No. Oh my goodness! No. To the bedroom.
Oh, to the bedroom.
And they'll get under the blankets and rip my blankets apart.
Oh,
I mean, just pull them off the bed and then just sitting there going, it's like. Really, guys?
They're nesting.
They're doing something. All right. So, but you know, it's just one of, and so I have. So I usually make my bed twice a day.
Ah.
But I do. I make my bed every morning. Down to 224 pounds.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even see you. Came in here like the invisible man.
Yeah. So, I'm starting to wear. My clothes are looking baggy.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Is it though? I mean, it's good for you, isn't it? Because you're going to get some of my hand-me-downs.
I was going to say you can give me my hand-me-downs. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I ordered, just to let you know, I ordered us some nice pullovers for the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully that those are in. And I got you an extra small. That way you can fit right into that thing.
Right. And if we get stopped going to Kickapoo and the police officer says, pull over, I'll say, no, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. Oh, yes.
Anyway, we have a couple. Here's our... F and exams pop quiz.
Okay? All right.
What does the law of gravity refer to?
I don't know. Henry Bray losing his weight.
I don't know, but it sounds very serious, Philip.
That's that book of these book of, scholars who are answering essay questions. And
wouldn't you love to see some of these kids? Kids say it the truth.
You know what? I'm guessing that quite a few of them were and are successful because... You know, they're thinking outside the box a little bit.
I don't think a little bit, buddy. What is a hybrid car?
Hybrid car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they say?
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, bang.
You know, that kid probably became a radio announcer that answered that.
Or a salesman.
Or a salesman. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. What is a thermal conductor?
I don't know. What did the kid say?
The kid said, someone who leads the orchestra in long johns.
That's the best one I've heard. That's really good.
That's pretty good.
I couldn't have done that better myself there. I don't know. That's awesome.
Explain how a transformer works.
Well, I presume it has something to do with the Transformer show and comic book.
It's a truck.
It's a truck.
And then it's a robot.
Yeah.
I bet he's thinking, wow, teacher, this question is dumb.
Yeah, this is easy, man. I'm acing this quiz. Holy mackerel.
Oh, my. Wouldn't it be neat to have these published on our website? And we can't because of copyright, but it would be really, really neat to. Because some of them are just.
We could go collect them ourselves, probably.
Yeah, yes. We could just look at our old test papers.
I was going to say, some of our old tests. No, mine were always, you know, when you had the essay questions, you know, and show your work, I would just write a whole bunch of dribble, figuring that, you know, if I wrote a whole bunch of lines, you know, they'd think, oh, Phil really put a lot of thought into it. It was very, 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 very good.
And then underneath, you got a couple of your sentences already in there.
Yeah.
Hey, were you the type of guy when you got 100 sentences, you put like five pencils taped together?
I did.
Me too.
When the students were here last week from St. Mary's School, we were talking to them off the air, and I was asking them about themes, and they didn't know what I was talking about because, you know, they're probably well-behaved. Mm-hmm. I said, no, themes, you know, and then I showed him how I would tape pencils together, and one of them said, that's a really good idea. So, you know, that's what it's all about, Henry, giving back to today's youth.
My goodness. Is it though, Phil? Well, I bet Miss Colstad was very happy with
probably.
You. Probably. All right, guys, this is the last time we went to the radio station. So everything they do, they were good kids.
They picked up some bad things from you, too, though, I think. It wasn't just me.
They were good kids.
Yeah, they were.
They were really good kids, so... But anyway, and it's anything else happening?
Not much. No, we're getting ready for the stretch drive here. Tomorrow is February, and then we'll have Groundhog's Day. We're going to send you out on location on Friday.
On Friday,
See whether you see your shadow or not. And now that you've lost all this weight, less likely to.
Well, and that's not a bad thing, though, is it?
Well, you know, there's less of a shadow.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to eat a pizza today, see if I can get my shadow back.
Are you?
I'm not.
I'm proud of you though. A couple of times there've been things in the break room.
Yes, they have, and Chris Simonson is one of them for bringing in pizza last
Simonson,
Friday.
Simonson brought in pizza, and you're
tempting.
Yeah, you were tripping on your tongue. You abstained there. That was pretty impressive.
Yep, but I do like pizza. So
yeah,
but I had a bag of popcorn last night, the first one.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. It wasn't bad. I only had half a bag, but so what? They're little small bags, the little bitty bags that you can pop. And I eat about maybe a quarter of it a day.
Well, the Riverdale Community Foundation had the concession stand last night, and they brought us a little plate of goodies. And,
did they really?
Michael Hernan was full, so...
You didn't have any, and you're still hungry.
Well, thanks to Mr. Delcamp and company there. That was nice.
Isn't Michael Hernan a good kid?
Yep, absolutely.
Good kid. So we're very, very fortunate to...
Been doing some interning with us, and it sounds like he's going to do a little bit more this year.
He is.
So.
Good for him. Yep. I mean, very fortunate to have him. Yep. But anyway, again, you know me, shop local, you know, and always be positive. And you know what, Phil? Be kind. It's free today.
Smile today, buddy.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good day.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Some notes from this day in history. 1949, the first TV daytime soap opera, These Are My Children, was broadcast from the NBC station in Chicago. 1958, the U.S. entered the space age with its first successful launch of a satellite, Explorer 1, Cape Canaveral. Also in 1961, NASA launched Ham the Chimp aboard a Mercury Redstone rocket from Cape Canaveral. Ham Bray, I believe that was Henry's uncle. And also in 2012, Facebook announced plans to go public with a stock offering. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Colin Sobranek, happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School. Other youngsters in the area with birthdays, Val Thompson, have a terrific day from Mom. Happy birthday, Dean Wilson, have an awesome day, as we see from Mel and Linda, to Justice Weiland from Aunt Trina, Tisha, Aiden, Ashton, and Addie. Faust, love from Aunt Trina, Tyler, Tisha, Aiden, Ashton, and Addie. And Declan and Desi Sobranek, happy 6th birthday to the twins from Mom, Dad, and your family. Addison Pardoon, have a great year from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happy 20th birthday wishes to son Addison. Enjoy your special day. Love from Mom and Dad. Lois Martin from Bob and Heidi and all of the Red Cross staff, have a great day today. And happy birthday to Diane Nichols from Red Cross Coordinator Bob Sheehan's staff. To Sue Anderson, a.k.a. 17945, from Twin Bluffs Fan Club, a.k.a. 18101. And happy birthday to still working Sue Anderson from all your retired Rockwell friends. To Myrna Beachy from Five Points Lutheran Church, happy birthday to Lois Martin and Addison Pardoon from Bob and Heidi Shear. The Bloom City Town Crier saluting Declan and Desiree Sobranek on their special day. Have a great day from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Susie Anderson and Eric Flansburg. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today, leaving us wishes for Holly Bone, Stacy Broadbent, Brooklyn and Eckhart, to Gina Loffenberg, Mona Shemick, Rick Silvers, Conlon Walsh, and Lois Martin. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday, Kathleen Wilson, Val Thompson, Peter Walsh, Ryan Jarre, and Cooper Storer.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center. 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center.
When we talk about the Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery story, it starts with Jason and Miranda and Justin and Justine and their love of the community and the area. It's all about family and family farms. You can enjoy some delicious food there each and every time you go. You can stock up your freezers. You can stock up your pantry. Shop for salsa and ferments. Also ice cream, cheese, milk, and butter. And check out the new apparel as well. you'd look good wearing an Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant t-shirt. Stop by and see them in Boscobel real soon for great food at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
Joanne has the news coming up in a handful of minutes here today. As you go about your merry way, we're at 34, that's the overnight low, and we're headed toward 46 later for the last day of January.
Boy, you blew my mind. You can make me crazy.
You make me laugh, make me cry, keeping my heart shook up.
I'm so mesmerized. You're the one who can save
me. So sweet and fine, throw me a line. I think it's time for the hookup.
Hoping you have a wonderful Wednesday. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening to WRCO.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Cloudy early today, then some sun developing and unusually warm with a high of 46. Tonight, scattered clouds, fog possible later, a low of 32. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 5 to 7 miles per hour, and we are at our morning low of 34 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Newsroom. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to implement his ruling allowing election clerks to accept absentee ballots that have partial witness addresses, a decision that is expected to expand the number of ballots that will be counted in Battleground, Wisconsin. Each of the last two presidential elections in Wisconsin was decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Ever since Trump's defeat in Wisconsin in 2020, Republicans have been fighting in court to tighten the rules to limit how many absentee ballots can be accepted. The judge's order Tuesday is expected to be appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that regulators can force factory farms to obtain permits before they discharge pollutants into state waters. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group, filed the action in a county circuit court in May on behalf of the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and the Venture Dairy Cooperative. The plaintiffs argued that a requirement of the State Department of Natural Resources that factory farms obtain permits before the act conflicts with federal law. Judge Carrie Reed ruled Tuesday that the DNR has legal authority to protect aquatic resources. WMC spokesperson Nick Novak declined to comment on the ruling. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has been awarded nearly $1.5 million per year federal grant to aid public schools in improving and modernizing career and technical education, in addition to ensuring workforce skills taught in programming align with labor market needs. The grant will be funded for 3 years with the potential for two additional years. The announcement from the U.S. Department of Education comes just as Governor Tony Evers declared 2024 the year of the worker in his State of the State address, and just before Career and Technical Education Month proclaimed by State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underle. The DPI was one of just 19 grantees selected to receive a combined $25 million out of more than 160 applications from 43 states and the District of Columbia. The grant funding is part of the first ever Perkins Innovation and Modernization Career Connected High Schools Grant Program, a 3-year grant program launched by the Biden-Harris administration in 2023. In addition to helping high schools develop meaningful, high-quality, career-connected programs, grant funding will also support Wisconsin schools in partnering with business and industry, a key to helping meet the state's workforce challenges. Robert N. Golden, who has served as dean of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health since 2006, has announced that he will be stepping down as dean and vice chancellor for medical affairs once a successor is in place. As one of the longest-serving medical school deans in North America, Golden has led advancements in the educational research and service missions of the school, fostering collaboration throughout the Academic Medical Center for the benefit of the public has been a hallmark of Golden's leadership. These efforts have ranged from integrating disciplines to laying foundations for new educational and research programs across the state and breaking ground in a literal sense for new facilities. This ultimately led to a redesign of the Doctor of Medicine curriculum, the establishment of a residency training program in preventive medicine, and a significant expansion of the Master of Public Health degree. The MPH program, which has graduated 650 alumni since its establishment in 2000, 2005, now offers 9 dual degree options to combine public health training with other fields such as medicine, law, pharmacy, nursing, and public policy. At the same time, Golden prioritized the health needs of rural Wisconsin, leading the launch in 2007 of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, or WARM, which admits and trains medical students who intend to practice in rural areas. A national search for the next dean and vice chancellor will begin this spring. Wisconsin lawmakers want to help the news industry. The Wisconsin Civic Information Consortium would create a newspaper tax credit and a local journalism fellowship program. Smaller advertising budgets and several layoffs have hurt the news business in Wisconsin. A hotline for Wisconsin students to report concerns about threats of violence have reached a milestone. The Justice Department's Office of School Safety says 10,000 tips have been made up to Speak Up, Speak Out tip line. The service has been around since 2020. Almost 200 of the tips were about guns or planned school attacks. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging eligible organizations to apply for grant funding to improve the availability of telecommunication services for Wisconsin residents. The grant funding opportunities include the Nonprofit Access Grant Program, the Lifeline Outreach Grant Program, and the Telemedicine Grant Program. All three grant programs are funded by the Universal Service Fund to help Wisconsin residents get essential and advanced telecommunication services. All applications must be submitted through the PSC's grant system. Directions on using the PSC grant systems to submit applications are provided in the application instructions for each program. Additional information on using the system, including a recording of a webinar conducted by PSC staff, can be found on the PSC's grant systems webpage. Order maple syrup, get maple syrup. That's the simple premise of a bipartisan bill at the Capitol in Madison. Teresa Baron is with the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers.
When you go into a restaurant and you see maple syrup, you're getting on your pancakes, you're getting your Karo syrup and stuff. People aren't actually putting maple in the place where it should be maple. And all the work that it puts in to making that maple syrup, we really, again, want the consumer to be aware. When it comes to sales in the industry, can it help our sales? It may, but it's really for people knowing what they are getting served on their pancakes.
Representative Dave Considine says the bill will empower consumers.
It gives them the power to tell a restaurant, hey, you said maple syrup on the menu. I want maple syrup. And I'm convinced that most people and most restaurants want to do right.
Wisconsin restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup under a bipartisan bill in the state legislature. Madison Democrat Kelda Royce is the Senate author.
If you want to choose a pathetic, sad substitute for your brunch, you are absolutely welcome to do that. This is a free country, right? Nobody has to serve real maple syrup. You don't have to order it. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to like it.
Wisconsin restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup, although the bill carries no penalties if they don't comply. According to UW Extension, Wisconsin's annual production of about 400,000 gallons of maple syrup puts it in fourth place behind Vermont, New York, and Maine. 4 of 5 passengers in a horse-drawn vehicle who were hit by a vehicle Monday night in rural Hillsboro have been discharged from the hospital. A 5-month-old remains hospitalized at the University of Madison's Children's Hospital. Their horse-drawn vehicle was hit from a vehicle headed the other direction and operated by Bruce P. Donlin, 63, of rural Hillsboro. Donlin was arrested by responding officers for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury, and appeared in Vernon County Court yesterday afternoon. A traffic stop in Richland Center led to a drug arrest early Monday morning. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a sergeant on the force made a traffic stop in the city to check if the registered owner of the vehicle had a revoked license. During the stop, the sergeant developed enough reasonable suspicion to call for canine. Sergeant Shilgen deployed canine Aaron for an exterior vehicle sniff, and Aaron alerted to the presence of a narcotic odor. Officers located 14 grams of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a large amount of cash. The two occupants of the vehicle, Donald McCulloch, 30, of Soldiers Grove, and Raven Hicks, 19, of Viola, were arrested. Charges pending include possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony bail jumping, misdemeanor bail jumping, and resisting or obstructing an officer.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half-tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, January 31st. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center, died January 22nd at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8 and again Friday from 10 to 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with dinner to follow at the Pratt Community Hall. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 3 until the time of service at 4. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMC Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMC Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMC Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, Stained Windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.